This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
You know, one of the things that I had always talked about when I had come here, and you guys know you've been seeing me for almost a year before I ever decided to come here full time. I had always impressed upon you guys here at Epic with all of the amazing resources that you have, that this masjid should be a service to the community around it. That I've been telling communities this for over a decade, that if you have a masjid, if you have an Islamic center, and the community around that masjid or that Islamic center is not being serviced and is not better because of the masjid, then the masjid is disservicing the community. It is actually doing an injustice to the community around it. Everyone around, at least a mile radius around this building, should know what this building is about, know what we do here, know that if they need help, they don't have to go stand in line all the time downtown Dallas and get food stamps. They don't have to always, you know, stand at the soup kitchens. That if they need help, that the Muslim community is here to support them and help them. That a single mother, if she couldn't pay her light bill this month, if she was having trouble putting food in her children's mouths right here in this trailer park next to us, that she should know that she could walk over here, walk into this front door, and ask us for our help, and we are obligated by our religion to help her and assist her in any way necessary with no strings attached. That is Islam. That is Islam. That is service to the creation, which becomes servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Part of ibadah to Allah is servicing the creation. This was the sunnah of our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, helping where he could be of help. And we need to make sure that Epic is known for this, insha'Allah ta'ala. It should be known that the community around Epic is better because of this building. And that is a goal, insha'Allah ta'ala. Also, the core goal of outreach is to call people to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That has to be the core, because this is what da'wah is about. Da'wah is to call people. It is da'wah illa tawheed. It is to call people or to invite people to the tawheed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So along with that, we will be beginning initiatives very soon, insha'Allah, to have regular da'wah training. Regular da'wah training. There is an 8-week course coming up in partnership with YSLAM, where myself, Brother Fahad Taslim, Sheikh Yasser, Sheikh Abdullah Aduro is coming. We have a sister who is going to be teaching about hijab and modesty. So please make sure you register for that, insha'Allah. It is on the website. It has been sent out in the newsletter almost every single week, where you can register for that course so that we can know how many people are going to attend. And then after that 8-week course, we plan to supplement that here at Epic with myself leading weekly da'wah training. Weekly training for people who want to be involved in the field of da'wah, who want to be involved in sharing the message of Islam, to learn how to do that in an efficient and proficient manner, insha'Allah ta'ala, so that when you go out and share the message of Islam, you know what you're saying, you know what you're doing, and you know the reason why you're doing it. We also plan to reinitiate revert support, making Epic the home of reverts for the United States of America, by not only helping bring people to Islam, but also servicing them after the sale. I've said this so many times, that as Muslims, we have a very good sales pitch, because it's not our sales pitch. All we are doing is repeating the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the da'wah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. That is effective. So we're bringing people to Islam because the sales is perfect. The sales pitch is immaculate. But what's happening is, after they accept our product, Islam, after they accept our product and they need customer service, yeah, they misunderstand the product, or they're confused, or they don't know how the system operates, there is no one to reach out to. There's no customer service. Our customer service is deplorable at very best. At very best. We need to revamp that, insha'Allah ta'ala. We need to change that here at Epic. That when people come to Islam, we are here for their service. An intake process. We find out their needs. We find out their different situations. We find out how we can service them. We get them into regular training to connect them to Tawheed, to connect them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to connect them to the Salah, connect them to the Ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then filter them into the da'wah program itself. Filter them in the da'wah program itself. Because nobody understands non-Muslims like someone who was just a non-Muslim. Nobody understands Southern Baptist Christians like someone who was just a Southern Baptist Christian for the most of their life. No one understands Hindus like someone who spent most of their life as a Hindu. This is why the companions of the Prophet ﷺ were so proficient in their da'wah, especially towards polytheism, especially towards Christianity, because they came from these lifestyles. They understood the mentality. I've said this for so long that people who become new Muslims, who come into Islam and take Islam wholly, they become the best du'at because they know what it's like to be lost. They understand that concept. When I am talking to someone who is interested in Islam, I not only see a person who can be a new Muslim, but I see myself. I see myself in 1997, lost, looking for the truth. So I reach out to them with the same earnest that I wish someone would have reached out to me so that I didn't have to walk into the masjid and think that I was going to get murdered on the first Jummah I ever attended. So I try to have that same concern for them. So we try to filter them into the da'wah. My goal, inshallah ta'ala, is that if we have 100 new Muslims within the next year, that within that first year, we still have 90 of them in the masjid and 50 of them are involved in the da'wah programs, inshallah. That's when I know that things are becoming effective. But all of that is going to take support of the volunteers here at EPIC. We need your support. So if you want to be involved in any of the da'wah programs, the outreach programs, the civic engagement programs that will happen here at EPIC, please send an email. An email to outreach@epicmasjid.org. Outreach@epicmasjid.org. You will receive in return a link where you can register for the da'wah programs. You can give us your metadata so that we can contact you, and then you can also choose services that you wish to be involved in, inshallah, where it's the general da'wah, whether it's civic engagement, whether it's EPIC Cares and community support outreach and revert support. We need your help. I need your help. It cannot happen as a one-man show. It has to be the support of the community. So the more people we have, the more able bodies that we have, the better that the programs will run. Also understand that this is a obligation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be involved in da'wah in some form. In some form. Because Allah commands us, ud'u. He commands us with the command tone, ud'u illa sabiri rabbika bil hikmah. Call into the way of your Lord. So honor that servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by helping the community here at EPIC. Send us an email at outreach@epicmasjid.org, and we can get you the link to where you can get your data so we can keep you involved, inshallah ta'ala, and we can find out what best way we can use you in the outreach, inshallah ta'ala. My voice is completely dying for some reason. So I'll leave you with that, inshallah ta'ala. Next Thursday, for those who want to be involved in the core outreach team, we will be meeting again on Thursday after Salatul Maghrib, inshallah, upstairs in the upstairs multi-purpose hall. And then after that, we will establish regular weekly meetings with the core da'wah outreach team that all of you are invited to attend. And starting in, inshallah ta'ala, in a few weeks, we will have the 8-week da'wah course. If you want to be involved in that, please go to the website, click on the link. It is in cooperation with YSLAM. Get involved. It is 8 bi-weekly courses, so it'll be every 2 weeks, inshallah ta'ala. And then after that, we will have regular weekly da'wah training, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum jami'an. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.